with Obie and Ashley in the morning
on K92.3.
So we got ourselves quite the show for you today as we are back.
It's
live
Monday,
from the Bahamas.
Right?
It's Monday. Yeah, but whatever. You're not energized?
I am fully energized.
You guys look good.
Thank you, sir.
Tan going on.
Thank you. But okay, let's talk about what your morning's going to look like because we're going to map it out for you, okay? It all starts at 7:10. Well, it starts right now, but at 7:10, we're going to hook you up.
It's the O-Town Showdown, and you know this happens every year. Daytona International Speedway, 4th of July week. It's the Coke Zero Sugar 400. They changed the name a little bit. It used to be just the Coke Zero 400. Mm. Coke Zero Sugar.
They made it sweeter.
400. So you're getting a four-pack of tickets in the O-Town Showdown. And then, of course, K92.3 Sold Out Summer continues at 8 o'clock.
All right, yeah. Everybody ready for a show?
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Obie and Ashley, I love the second date update on K92.3.
Also, the station that plays the national anthem at this time every single morning in honor of you. You who make the world spin, you make the world go round, you fill this love, this world full up with love.
Yes.
And today, who are we giving some love to?
Well, so let's go back to rewind to May for Mother's Day. We had shouted out to the mothers out there who were doing both roles, right? So yesterday was Father's Day. You got home, got to spend some time with your kids.
Loved it. Loved it. Happy Father's Day, by the way. Didn't get to say that to many people yesterday because we were in the Bahamas on our way back.
But all the fathers out there, so that were celebrating Father's Day yesterday, and whether they're doing both roles for whatever the reason may be, hey, you know what? One job is enough, but two for sure, and being that double role parent, that's that deserves some recognition.
Yeah. Any love out there? It's going to come from us right here with this national anthem to you dads out there, especially you dads who have to do the multiple parts. All right, here you go. Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Wakes me up, gets me in a good mood. Every morning.
Oh, yeah.
K92.3. Mono, mono. City to city. The stakes are set. It's time. Time for the O-Town Showdown.
All right, guys. Good morning.
Yeah.
All right.
Good morning.
So we're to understand, we've got Kim of DeLand.
Yes.
Woo!
Hello,
DeLand.
Love it. Going up against Wendy of Apopka.
Hi.
Hey.
What's up, Wendy?
All right, so guys, we got a chance to say good morning to you and celebrate you. Why don't you neighbors love on each other real quick?
Good morning, Wendy. Good luck.
Good morning. Thank you. You too.
May the best person win.
May
the fastest person win.
Oh, okay. One wants the best, the other one wants the fastest.
I guess.
All right, so guys, here's the way the game is played. We've got the beautiful Ashley right here.
Oh, Ashley.
She's got three questions for you. Now, these questions, they're not hard because it's not who's the smartest. It's who's the quickest. Using their sound, having the right answer, and that's how you win this here showdown.
All right. Okay.
Cool. So let's get those sounds from you guys. This will be the buzzer sound that you make when you think you're right. So, Wendy of Apopka, you're up first. What's that sound for you?
10-4.
Okay.
10-4?
Just something I have to say for my job almost every day.
What do you do for a living?
I work for the Orange County Sheriff's Office.
Wow.
Whoa. Hey, hats off to you.
Big job.
That's a big deal. All right,
thank
so 10-4 is going to be your buzzer sound. Kim of DeLand, what's going to be your buzzer sound? You heard what she's packing.
Chuck.
Chuck?
Yes.
Favorite type of ground beef?
No, that's my oldest son's name.
Love it.
Chuck.
All right, so let's get those sounds one more time. Wendy representing for Apopka.
10-4.
And Kim representing for the residents of DeLand.
Yes.
Guys, we're ready for the O-Town Showdown.
Question number one. What is the first word in the U.S. National Anthem?
10-4.
No, what you got, Wendy?
Oh.
Yeah!
So that means, Kim of DeLand, you need at least one to stay in the game, okay?
Okay.
Question number two. Name three of the main Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Kim. Oh, that was Kim.
Leonardo, Donatello, and Michelangelo.
Oh, lucky by the skin of her teeth.
Wow. Yeah. Woo.
Okay, guys, this is what this is all about. Wendy representing for all of Apopka with one. Kim representing for all the beautiful people in DeLand with one. And one question left.
For the win, what's the name of the actor who plays the character of Harry Potter?
That's a good one. I just got it.
I don't know.
Okay, cool.
I don't know either.
The answer was Daniel Radcliffe. That's who played Harry Potter.
I can't think that fast.
All right, no problem. New question number three.
All right, here we go. For the win, which athlete has won the maximum number of gold medals at a single Olympics?
Oh, my God. I thought these were supposed to be hard.
Last name rhymes with Shelps.
Number
four. What you got, Wendy?
Michael Phelps.
Woo! Oh! Let's go! Michael Phelps won eight gold medals at the Beijing 2008 Olympic Games.
And just like that, Wendy of Apopka, you are the winner of the O-Town Showdown.
You are getting four tickets to the Coke Zero Sugar 400, so you get to do that 4th of July weekend on July 7th. You're all set.
Nice job, Wendy.
Oh, that's awesome. Thank you.
Now, Kim, this is our favorite part.
Oh.
Yep, come in for that air hug.
Yeah,
come
on.
Air.
All right.
This big old air hug.
Yeah. We're hugging.
Whoa. Yeah, guys, thank you for participating in another edition of
the O-Town Showdown.
Bobby and Ashley in the morning
on K92.3.
So what's really cool about the K92.3 app is we've always got these trips to give away, these experiences to give away, but you've got to get the K92.3 app in order to win them, period. You know?
And it's
like,
free.
It's like people who say, I'm never going to win the lotto because I don't ever buy a lotto ticket.
Right.
So we got to take some listeners with us to the Bahamas, right? Spend some time with Jason Aldean, Dustin Lynch. And some really great moments.
It was really cool. So Jason Aldean, and when you think about these events, these are super low-key for these artists. So they open up a little bit more. They're way more in chill mode because when they're on tour a lot, it is so go, go, go. They've got time limits, time constraints. So Jason Aldean, we had seen him all weekend long, you know, drinking by the pool and this and whatnot. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, Obi and I'm like, all right, how do you know when to cut yourself off? How do you know you got a performance that night or you got to wake up super early in the morning? When do you know is the time to stop?
Well, the first couple nights we were here, I hit it pretty hard. And then, like, the last couple nights, I've been just kind of taking it easy a little bit. You know, we'll go have dinner and just, it's tough, man, because my band guys are here and they're wanting to go all night. And I'm like, by about 10, 11, I'm tapping out, going back to the room. So, but trying to pace myself. The problem is if I start day drinking during the day at the pool, then I go back to the room and shower, and then I'm out.
It's game over.
So I either have to pick one. It's either I drink in the day or drink at night. And it's too hard to be in the pool and not drink during the day.
Hey, by the way, can we say that he drank both day and night?
Seriously, he did. We love being able to bring you guys, you know, behind the scenes with us, or bring you behind the scenes with us, because you don't get to see this stuff from these artists all the time. And then, Obi, you had an awkward moment with Jason when you thought he was waving at you, right?
Well, so embarrassing. My wife and I, we got to hang with Jason and his wife for just a few moments as we entered Sandals Resort. And so anyways, later on, we walk by the pool. Jason's in the pool with all his crew, and I thought he was waving at me.
Yeah, okay, so awkward moment with you yesterday. You were in the pool. We were walking by with our clan, and as we're walking by, you went and did this big wave like... So I waved back to you, and I was like, there's a dude behind me. There's a dude behind me who was like, hey, and you guys were all, and I was like, oh, just keep walking. Nothing happened. Just bail.
Awkward moments, but tomorrow.
I was trying to hit both of you guys. I was trying to hit you and the dude behind me.
Nice save.
I'll take that answer.
Yeah.
I'll take that.
Obi Obie and Ashley on K92.3.
Obie's Grocery Gossip.
Uh-oh. That's right. Obie's Grocery Gossip. You know why we call it this? Because every Sunday, the wife and I, we hit the supermarkets. Yesterday, we did not have to get our info from the supermarkets, though, because we were in the airport.
Yes.
And in the airport, they have all the newsstands, you know? So, anyways, nice. We were able to see all the covers of the tabloids. And I find it my job, because you've got Ashley's all access. That's all the real stuff. But I've got to get into the stuff that you don't cover.
Exactly.
Which, to me, if it's on the cover of a tabloid, it must be true. All right. So, let's get to this one. Meghan Markle's dad. So remember, Meghan Markle, who's now a princess, her dad couldn't make the wedding, right? There was this whole blow up about how he couldn't make the wedding. Looks like he made Scotty McCreary's wedding and walked his future wife down the aisle.
Nice.
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes. You got pictures of this?
No pictures, guys. I mean, this is all exclusive stuff right here, okay?
Man. Wow, the inside scoop?
Yeah, can we keep it moving, okay? And again, I love to quote sources like Star. You've got, the World Weekly News.
The Globe?
I mean, the Globe. Yeah, these are all important documentations that they put here on the cover.
Right.
Okay, so here's another one. Farmer shoots 23-pound grasshopper.
Oh, well, that's legit, huh?
How big is that? 23-pound
grasshopper. The giant bug is 4 feet long, guys.
Oh, my goodness.
Shot it with a shotgun. And just want to let you know, if those things continue to multiply, remember that grasshoppers, just like in the Bible days, they used to come and they used to eat everything, every leaf off of every plant.
I heard the farmer served up the grill hopper, the grasshopper on the grill.
Oh, it was a grill hopper?
Get out of my stories. get out of my stories. If it's on the cover of a tabloid, it must be true.
Bobby and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3. From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
All right, so Jason Aldean, Dustin Lynch, got to catch up with both of them over the weekend. We were in the Bahamas for the story behind the songs. And the cool thing about these events is that the guys are a lot more low-key. They're chill. They're not on a super quick time constraint, so you get a little bit more time with them to catch up. And Jason Aldean told us that he spent many summers here in Central Florida. His dad lived in Titusville for a while.
Yeah, so my dad moved there probably, I don't know, when I was probably 10 or 11, and basically lived there until I was 18, so I spent every summer down there, and he worked out at the Cape. I was in summer school down there, Titusville, at the college.
Summer school.
I went to three classes, and then I started skipping school and going to Cocoa Beach every
nice. Oh my goodness.
Whoops. But anyways, really cool to find that out. I bet, you know, a lot of people don't realize or know that he had any connections here at all.
Well, he'd been here for a while, right? He said like he left at 18. So you can imagine that he probably started his guitar skills here in Central Florida.
For sure. And we're going to post everything with Jason Aldean and Dustin Lynch as far as the interviews go up at K923Orlando.com so you can check out what else they had to say. In other news, reminder, tomorrow night, it's the big night, K923's New Faces Showcase. You know, these are always free shows at Cowboys. It's with Tyler Rich, who's super excited. He's actually going to be going to Disney beforehand. He loves Disney, like, is obsessed. So he's going to do Disney, then play the show for us tomorrow night.
You can way to blow up his spot.
I know, right?
Oh, goodness.
You can pick up your tickets at Cowboys or Carl Black, because reminder, you do have to have a ticket to get in tomorrow night, but we'll see you there.
Yeah, and I'll be at Carl Black later on today. So if you want to hang with me from 5 to 7, I will be at the dealership right there off of 50 and Alafaya, basically. And let's hang out, and I'll get you your tickets to the show.
All right, there you go. And congratulations to Scotty McCreary. He and his girlfriend of 6 years, Gabby DeGaulle, tied the knot in North Carolina in the mountains on Saturday. Super gorgeous, super pretty. More than 200 people at the wedding.
And again, crazy that Meghan Markle's dad was the one who walked her down the aisle.
You are so full of crap.
Oh, it's so good, guys.
Whatever. But they looked absolutely stunning. You can see the pictures up at K923Orlando.com.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Hey, this is Lauren. I love listening to K923 every morning. That second date update, always on point.
On K923.
Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obie and Ashley's 8:15 second date update.
Kelly, where are you calling us from?
Hey, Winter Park.
Okay, right. Love it. Okay, and you went on a date with somebody?
Yes, Jeremy. I met him through meetup.com. I was doing that.
Yeah, we read that in the email. That really works today?
Yeah, that's interesting with, like, different interests people have.
Yeah, so I'm interested in different things, and there was something about museums, and I decided, you know, that would be really cool. So I met Jeremy, and it was like, wow, he looked like, you know, the actor Jake Gyllenhaal. I'm not sure.
I don't know. He's just cute.
You know, puppy dog eyes and stuff. And I was like, oh, my gosh, you know. So, yeah, we went to dinner, and it was really good. And I don't know. Now I haven't heard from him. So.
Okay, and you can't think of anything that maybe rubbed him the wrong way?
Well, I am a bit of a picky eater because, I mean, I have to be gluten-free, so I sometimes have to interrogate the wait staff, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So I had to ask a bit, you know? But I
yeah,
mean,
but you know what? That shouldn't be a problem, though. I mean, that's all about your health and your livelihood.
I know, but some people don't understand it, and some people start rolling their eyes and stuff. But right. He didn't do that.
Okay, wait. So you're ruling that out? You're just saying, like, if you can think of anything, that's what it would be?
Possibly.
Okay, so let's try to give him a call then, and we'll try to work on your behalf to get you guys talking again.
Okay.
All right, calling on.
Jeremy.
Hello?
Yes, looking for Jeremy, please.
This is he.
Jeremy. Good morning. This is Obie and Ashley.
Hey, Jeremy.
So there's two of us on the line. We are a morning show radio host duo here at K92.3, the big station in town.
Okay.
You're familiar? You know what K92.3 is and who we are?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes it easy because we have a girl that you went on a date with.
Which girl?
Oh, have you been dating a lot? Woo-wee. I know that's way personal question, so I should just preface this with the fact that Kelly reached out to us that you went on a date with. She said you guys met on that meetup.com site.
Yeah, I've gone out on a couple dates, but yeah.
She reached out to us, told us pretty much all about your all's date, and that you're not getting back to her.
She was very nice, but I don't think it's going to work out between the two of us.
Okay, so. Well, and that's all we're here for is just to let Kelly down easily and let her know why. So this way she's not out there in la-la land wondering what she did wrong.
I'm not really the kiss and tell or date and tell kind of guy. You know, I respect her. She's very nice.
Jeremy, totally. We get it. You're an awesome guy.
Yes.
But she's okay with this. She spilled the beans to us. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. So we went out to, we met up. We had a nice little date. Halfway into dinner, she excused herself and went to the restroom. And, you know, she's gone a while, and I didn't know what was going on. And she comes running up to the table, and she was just a mess, man, like a hot mess. She was just disheveled, and her hair was everywhere, and...
Did she fall just, in?
Like, no, that's not what happened. You know, it might have been even better if that's what happened. But she tells me that she went to go use the restroom. She went and used the handicapped one because it's a little bigger and you got a little more space. And next thing she knows, this like 90-year-old lady walks in and starts screaming at her that she's using the handicapped stall and she couldn't go and she was almost going to pee herself. And so she starts hitting her with her cane.
What?
Yeah, like literally a 90-year-old lady like hitting her with her cane. Oh, I didn't believe her at first. I thought this was nuts. But then the 90-year-old lady walks past the table, looks at her and says, if you want more where that came from, I'm happy to step outside.
Oh.
And I'm like, are you serious?
What?
Did you just fight a 90-year-old lady? But at the same time, I'm like, you did use the handicapped bathroom, and you're not handicapped. I mean, you can't park in handicapped spaces.
You know what? This is all good. Kelly needed to hear this. She's on the line right now, mm-hmm. And she just heard everything.
Jeremy, are you kidding me? I mean, I am really quick. You know, I had to go to the bathroom. That was it. I'm not in there for 5-10 minutes. So it's like barely noticeable, but this old lady was off her rocker, okay?
Yeah, I mean, that well may be that she's off her rocker, but I kind of think that you might be too for setting me up like this on the radio.
Oh,
so
man.
I did not get into a fight with a 90-year-old ever in my life.
I did not fight with a lady. I come out of the stall, and all of a sudden, she hits me, okay? You know, do you want me to pee my pants? Seriously? And I think it's fine to use the handicap. Hello?
Okay.
Look, that's great. If you needed to use the stall, that's all well and good. But I think you said it yourself. You're not interested in seeing me. I don't need to see you either. I wish you the best.
Nope.
That's all I can say.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Hey, this is Kristen. I love waking up to Obie and Ashley every morning and listening to that great second date update
on K92.3.
Trying to help our girl Kelly out, who's in Winter Park. Unfortunately, in that second date update, she used the handicap stall and got her butt beat by a 90-year-old woman with a cane.
Which not is okay. Crazy. I know. I get it, though. If you're, you know, she needed that handicap stall. But at the same time, I'm guilty of using it all the time, but I will say I do check. Like, I look behind me before I'm about to walk in the stall.
Do you yell down the hall?
No.
Anybody?
Anybody need this before I use it?
Oh, my God.
I think you have to check. No, it's just like a handicapped parking spot, isn't it?
No.
I mean, that's what our gentleman said in the second day.
You have to have a permit for the space. You don't have to have a permit for the stall.
Okay, okay. So how do you feel about the handicapped stall? Do you use it? 844-254-9232. Hey.
Only if there's nobody waiting for it. Like, obviously no handicapped person there. I would just be mortified if I came out of there and there was, like, a person in a wheelchair right there.
Yeah.
Like, I always look around first just to make sure there isn't anybody there waiting or about to walk in that would need it.
Hello.
Oh, my God. I don't look. I don't ever look. I just go straight for it. Like, it's my VIP section.
I mean, I don't take more than 10 seconds. I'll tell you that. But I do look around real quick.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3.
Now, this is an interesting chime time that we've really only heard people use the handicap stall. Like, not having an issue with it, even if they don't need it or are not handicapped. So that's the question. Is it okay to use that stall if you're not handicapped?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Jerry.
What's up, Jerry?
I use it all the time. So I need that room. When I go in there, that's a procedure.
Oh, my gosh.
What? Explain more.
I need more of a picture.
Do we? No.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3.
We've all admitted in here, so we're going to start in the trust tree.
Oh, yeah.
We've all admitted that we use the handicap stall, right? And, wait a minute. It's not necessarily just meant for handicap, right?
No, like, I was just looking at pictures, too. Just, like, look up to post on the Obie and Ashley page. And the stall says, like, handicap accessible. So, yes, there's a lot of times, and we're seeing a lot of people on Facebook saying, a lot of moms, that they use it a lot for their kids. Some woman on Facebook just commented. She said she's got kids that she takes in there.
All right. 844-254-9232. Hey.
Good morning, Obie. How are you today?
Hey, fantastic. Who's this?
Hey, this is John from Claremont.
Oh!
What side are you on here?
Oh, he uses it.
Damn right. It's the cleanest. It's the biggest. Every time I go in, I might wait till it becomes available just so I could use it.
You're so right, though. It is always the cleanest, and I think that's why I always, like, I skip every other one, and I'm like, yep, it's clean.
You got a private sink. You got private hand dryers. It's like my own throne when I go in there. And like I said, if it's occupied, I will wait till it becomes available.
Oh, man, that's so good. What a great strategy.
K92.3.
Hey, I'm just calling about the chime time.
Of course.
I always have to use them if I have my kids with me because my son, 4 months, I have to change his diaper in the big stall, and then my daughter's 3, so it's just hard to cram in one of the small ones. So we use them.
You know what? And you're exactly right because there's a lot of times where if you have a troop of kids, they all got to go at the same time. You can't leave one outside of the bathroom.
You see that all the time, too.
Exactly. Yep. So we're guilty.
Oh, don't worry. You're not alone. It seems like a lot of people are calling up saying they use the handicap stall.
For sure. K92.3, good morning.
I use the handicap stall every time.
Every time?
I mean, I'm not going to be in there all day. I love the bar. It's a nice way to get up. It's like you're having a small apartment, essentially.
What?
Oh, you're talking about the bar handle that you use to, like, get up and down if you're handicapped.
They've got essentially, like a towel rack along the wall, but it's much stronger. And save those abdominal muscles for some of
them. It's like a squatty potty for your hands.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
I love the topics that they talk about and the music that they play.
K92.3.